Hi everyone, this is Talking Shop, the podcast for anyone who is serious about growing their business online. I'm one of your hosts, Waldo, and every week Leo and myself will be joined by guest speakers where we'll be discussing topics about anything and everything related to the world of commerce. So sit back, relax, and let's talk shop.
Welcome back to Talking Shopfly with Leo and Lisa.
Yes, we got Lisa today on the couch. She's come from being the producer of the show onto the couch. Thank you, while Waldo is away at the moment. It's good to have you in front of the camera.
I'm glad to be here.
You might be laughing because people that don't know this is our second time doing this show because we actually forgot to hit the record button. But anyway, we're very professional at this show. Hey, today we've got really special guest. We're going to be talking about Rewind, about the power of what it can do, which is, you know, like backing up all the stuff that is important for running your business. I want to relate this to a quick story. You know, me, crypto, NFTs, I actually just went into my crypto wallet the other day to see how it's going because I haven't been in it for like a year or so. I've been hacked. I've lost all my NFTs. I should have done, you know, like a backup and had like a cold wallet. So that was a good reminder that I need, like, you know, Rewind in my life, even though this might not be a service that Rewind provides, but it's a good reminder that you just can't be like, oh yeah, she'll be fine. I'll just leave everything where it is without having a backup plan. So what do you think of that?
Exactly. I think, I think Rewind should definitely get into the crypto space.
I don't know if that's what they do, but yeah, so I've lost lots of money. So I might need some cheering up today.
You got it.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for the thumbs up. Hey, look, let's get on with this. We're so lucky to have Larissa. Larissa is the production marketing manager for Rewind. Larissa, welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I believe you're joining us from Canada.
I am. Out here in Vancouver, it's a cloudy day today, so we'll see if we get some much-needed rain this week.
Yes, and you're waiting for some Taylor Swift tickets, I believe.
I am waiting for that email. It's not my first time trying to get tickets, so I need everybody to send good vibes today.
We will send you good vibes. Hey, look, in case I'm a merchant living under a rock and I have absolutely no idea what Rewind is, can you enlighten me on what you guys
do? For sure. Yeah, so we really fill the gap that's left by a lot of these SaaS platforms. So like Shopify, BigCommerce, platforms you're using in your day-to-day where they don't keep backups themselves. So we really come in, we're a backup solution. We back up lots of different apps, even outside of the e-commerce space. So we were just chatting earlier about Confluence. We back up Confluence, we back up Bitbucket, Jira, Trello. So a lot of these platforms that your business really relies on, we basically just help you sleep better at night, knowing that if something goes wrong, you do have backup stored somewhere. You've got a copy of your data, so you can always go back and get that back.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. Now, 7-8 years ago, we made it a default thing that we're going to use Rewind with all of our Shopify builds. But, you know, merchants are still kind of like, well, hold on, like Shopify is a really robust platform. Like, why would I need Rewind? So I guess my first question to you is like, but why?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't realize that these platforms, like I mentioned, like don't actually keep those backups. If you go through the fine print, so there's something called the shared responsibility model, which is a really like fancy term for saying that they're really putting the onus on you to keep your backup. So they're not responsible if you delete something by accident. They're kind of wiping their hands clean of having to go and get that back for you. So we really, like I mentioned, like we come in and fill that gap. I would say when I talk to our customers and I always ask, like, how did you find out about us? Why did you, come to Rewind? And the most common thing I get is that they've already had a loss. Yeah. So unfortunately, a lot of people, like, they're like, oh, that's an extra app. Like, why would I, have this if I've never needed it? But you don't need it until you need it. And we're probably the only app that like, we hope you don't have to use us. But when you do have to use us, it really saves you. But yeah, I would say most merchants come to us after something has gone wrong. And I'll tell you a bit of a funny story, actually. So I started at Rewind in January. And before that, I didn't just come across Rewind from like a job posting. I actually was a merchant, and I was working on launching a Shopify store. I had no backups. I assumed there were backups in Shopify, like a lot of our customers do. And I didn't realize that our theme was getting changed by an agency. And I made a whole bunch of changes to copy. I didn't keep a Google Doc. I just made them directly onto the store. And I logged in one day and it was all gone. So that was my first.
Yeah. When you say all gone, are you talking products? Are you talking like content? What are you?
All the copy from the homepage, pretty sure like all like pages as well. So like, like return policies, basically everything had a new theme was added to the store, and I don't know what happened, but everything got wiped out. And I had to go and kind of cobble together from old headlines I'd copy and pasted or like old Google Docs, and largely had to just rewrite it. And that happens to a lot of our customers. And you don't really also think about that pain of how long it takes you to rebuild something. You're doing the work twice, and it would have honestly paid for itself. So if I had have had Rewind already installed. So I actually installed Rewind as a customer probably a year and a half or 2 years before I actually kind of joined the company.
Damn. Did you, I was going to say, did you have a punching bag that day when you realized everything was gone?
There may have been tears shed.
For sure.
Yeah. Especially when you're working on a huge launch too. I mean, everyone is just working around the clock. There's not always that time to, you know, always perfectly communicating what's happening when or who made a change where. So that's where it comes into play, having kind of that copy where you can go back and say, okay, let's just put everything back to where it was yesterday and move on.
Yeah. I've experienced two incidents myself. Like I was involved in the project or I was doing something with it. One of them, wasn't it your client? Did you do the issue? Were you the I don't want to say the client's name, but they're like based in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to bring that up as well.
So was that you?
Yeah.
Did you do the mistake?
No, it was not me. Okay. Otherwise, I would have been gone by now. Jesus. Actually, it was like my second month into this job. I'm completely new. And then the client calls me and says, oh, we have an issue with our inventory because we've just switched inventory management apps.
Yes.
And then he says, oh, we actually have like a shit ton of SKUs that are missing, like product listings. I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do? I'm still new. I'm like, what is this? What do I do? I'm freaking out as well. And then I think David was like, oh, let's try use Rewind. I was like, what the fuck is Rewind? And then I pressed one button and then all of these SKUs came back. I was like, oh, thank God, because I wouldn't know what to do at that point. Thank God.
And I think we were very lucky because we had just installed Rewind like maybe like a month prior to this incident happening with that client. And so that was good. The incident that I've also had, and I'm not, you probably have heard this a lot yourself, is two agencies working on the same theme at the same time. We didn't know there was another agency involved. The other agency didn't know we were involved. We wrote a whole lot of new code, custom code. And this is before we backed up even our code, right? So we're talking a long time ago. So we launch it live. The other agency rewrites their theme and launches live. And then the client's looking at us going, well, it's not working. We're like, what do you mean it's not working? And then we go back and we realize all of our code's gone. So that was a good learning curve, again, of the usefulness of Rewind. Let me fire another question to you. I've seen this on your guys' website. I'm not sure if you know about it, but it says that 75% of SaaS customers have lost data in the cloud more than once.
Yeah, I mean, seeing what I see on a day-to-day basis, it doesn't surprise me at all, to be honest. And sometimes people don't even realize mistakes either. And they're just, they'll come across them months later on their site and be like, ooh, that was, you know, that was wrong.
Yes.
But yeah, it happens. I see it on a daily basis. And some of the stories would horrify you from all kinds of sizes of brands as well. I think we were chatting about this too before we hopped on. CSV files are a big one.
Yes.
So I would say when I talk to customers, it's one of two things. So the CSV files is a big one. We have a saying internally, friends don't let friends upload CSVs because it happens. Not only does it happen often, but the scale of the errors that happen afterwards can be so great. So things like wiping out all of your product images. We've had brands who have done that on Black Friday week, which is always not a great week to let's be, you know, you let's don't do have time
right
to be.
On, yeah, let's do it right on Friday yeah. afternoon, just before we go home for the weekend. Let's upload all of our new SKUs. Yes, great idea.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's just like, you need to be selling. You can't be down. You have to get back up as quickly as possible. We had another brand, and I wish I could share the brands, but obviously people don't really want to share when things go wrong. But we had a brand who did something similar with the CSV was the night before a press launch. And again, product images, and you know, you've got press who are going to be publishing that next morning and they're going to be sharing. It's going to be super high traffic and your products might not have images, you know, and you probably have them in really specific orders and they were resized perfectly. And, you know, that's just things you don't want to mess with and kind of put yourself in that situation. But yeah, if it hasn't happened yet, you're lucky. But yeah, I would say it's not a matter of if, but when, really.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely is. And another thing that's interesting, especially with the CSV uploading, because we've seen this time and time again, like you have, it's for some reason, it's always given to like the most junior person in the company. And like, you know, they're like, here you go. You are now responsible for one of the biggest components of our business with all of our SKUs. Can you please upload this updated CSV file? And, you know, they have either put things in the wrong column. No one's cross-checked it. They're not doing the checks on pricing is actually off because someone's used a different formula from a different Excel sheet. And like you said, friends don't let friends upload their CSV. And then it's up in Shopify and it's too late now. So I'm not sure if you've seen some hideous CSV files or you do a really good job, Lisa.
I've seen some hideous ones and it's all done by me. That's why they're
the honesty.
We're still learning.
I'm loving the honesty here. So let's talk about then, once I've done this terrible upload of a CSV, how far can I actually go back and restore what would be, let's say, the right version of my store? Sorry, I don't know why I said that. So how far back can
you go? At minimum, we keep everything for 365 days. So you can go back for a year, which honestly is probably more than most folks need. Usually it's, you know, something goes wrong, you need to fix it. Today is probably the most common, but you do have those historical backups, which are always kind of nice to go back to as well. If you're ever just wondering, like, what did this product, you know, look like 6 months ago? You can do that. And yeah, at minimum, we have once a day backup that you can go back to. So it's kind of like that peace of mind, again, that it's always there. And then with platforms like Shopify, you can actually restore. So say you did, you know, mess up your CSV upload, you can go back and literally say, like, just go back to yesterday. And kind of start fresh and you can get a preview of what data you had at that time. We actually have an option that I really like, which is you can see the highlighted lines of code that actually shows you like what was different on today's version versus like last Tuesday and see like, oh, okay, the price changed or it just kind of gives you that extra insight.
Yeah, that one is so useful, especially when something may happen and the client say, I have not touched it. And then we kind of look at the log files of who's logged in. And then we look at those lines and go, code's changed. I think you did touch it. So this is really good. And you kind of mentioned some of these things, but what can Rewind back up? Like, what are all the things that it can do for a Shopify merchant?
Yeah. So for Shopify, I mean, all the key things. So your theme, your order, your products, pages, customer order details, meta fields even. So quite a few things. Basically, whatever the API lets us back up, we've got that stored for you.
Yeah, it's massive. I don't think merchants think about this. You've got something to say?
Yeah, I just thought of a really good analogy of Rewind. So Rewind is like toilet paper, right? Because you never know it's going to run out. As in, toilet paper is the data that runs, like, goes away, right? But then you have to have toilet paper. But then Rewind is like the maintenance person that comes every day to make sure that, you know, the toilet paper is topped up, hand soap is topped up. You know, it's really important. It's a good analogy, right?
I'm sitting here.
Like those, like basically having extra rolls, right? Yes. You got to have the extra roll stored next to the toilet. And then that's, you've got a backup plan. Yeah, that should be, we'll put that in an ad.
I was wondering where this was going to go. And I was thinking, is she just better being a producer or do I really want her on the couch on this podcast show? But
I don't think I'll be invited to the next one.
I was just about to say, it's actually quite interesting how, merchants probably don't think about all their orders, all their clients, all their details of those, of the client's details could all be gone if you didn't have Rewind in place. So yeah, definitely need to have it in place. Hey, look, we just talked about really bad CSVs. A couple other things I've seen that can happen. Third-party apps, you know, that are on the Shopify store or private apps, they can come in and do some nasty things. I'm not sure if you've seen anything like that.
Oh, yeah. 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 I've seen it all. You've especially it all. The thing with third-party apps, especially, is if you have custom code on your store, you know, those apps have likely done a lot of testing, but they don't know what custom code you have. And so they haven't done any testing with your specific code changes that you've made. So it can happen where you do an install of an app and it doesn't play nice with some custom code that you have. Then that can make things go awry as well. Again, it could delete things. Depending on the app, it'll usually show you what they have access to when you're installing. So, sometimes you're handing over edit access to, products or customers, like things like that. So just always be careful. If something does go wrong, you can always kind of go back in time, which is nice.
Yeah. Now, Larissa, I never had thought about this, but it makes sense. Maybe because I'm too nice to my staff members and I don't think this will ever happen at Cyber, but disgruntled employees could actually come in and do stuff. Like, I was like, this is a good point. Now, not sure if you've seen this, like you said, you've seen it all, but this could actually happen.
Yeah, we always, as a company at Rewind, like we are super hyper aware of security. I mean, we are kind of at our core, a bit of a security company on our own. So internally, like we are very tight on permissions, like you know, very tight on who has access to what. As you're growing your store, you mentioned you worked in a case where there were two different agencies at the same time. There could be multiple agencies, freelancers, internal staff. So I always recommend like best practice, just making sure that you're tight on who has access to what, especially like editing your theme, you know, things like that. You want to make sure you keep tight, review them regularly, and just make sure that, you know, if someone does leave, making sure that's one of the first things that's removed access to. We think of like email and things like that, but, you know, access to edit your store. We also have Klaviyo coming out soon, backups for Klaviyo. So, you know, your email access, like making sure who has access to edit flows and templates. So really keeping that tight is just best practice. Cause yeah, as you mentioned, like working with multiple agencies on one case, and we have a lot of cases that I've seen where not even disgruntled, but where someone just thinks, oh, well, I'll just edit this line of code myself. Like I learned HTML once, like I can do this. And then next thing you know, the whole, you know, homepage is messed up.
Just gone. You just touched on the Klaviyo stuff. Can we touch on that? Can we talk about a little bit more about that?
Yeah, for sure.
So exactly what is Rewind going to back up? You said flows. So that's actually, yeah, that makes sense. But is any other features?
So your profile data, that was a really big one that came out of us talking to customers. So we did a bunch of interviews with Klaviyo users, Klaviyo merchants. Those were the big things. They all told us that like flows, for example, are your money makers. There are a ton of their revenues actually coming straight from Klaviyo. So we knew that was something we had to back up. But campaigns, templates. So if somebody edits the wrong template, I did see this, and this came up in one of our interviews where they, you know, maybe the agency made like a master template to edit, and the client went and edited and saved changes directly into that one and didn't make a copy of it. So, you know, being able to go back and actually get that previous version of a template is great. It saves you a lot of time and work. Campaigns, profiles, lists, segments, tags. I'm probably forgetting a whole bunch of things, but it'll be on our site in the next couple of weeks. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, we're big users of Klaviyo as well, so that will definitely come in handy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you've touched on this before and, you know, what the merchant should be responsible for, but any advice on, you know, somebody starting all this, like what should they be doing?
So for a merchant who wants to, I mean, the easiest thing would be to install Rewind.
Yes.
It literally takes 2 seconds. I think I mentioned this earlier, but you can't go back in time if you don't have the backup. So we always recommend having it installed as someone's actually, even before launching. So say we get a lot of people migrating to Shopify from another platform, or they're just starting, moving from a custom store even, and they're moving over to one of these platforms. So getting it installed at the very beginning, when you're just initially starting to create your theme and design your store, that's the best time to do it. And then you always have that copy. So you can't install us and then go back in time. You have to have it on there in the beginning. It's the same, it's like tracking, right? You got to have those analytics installed in advance if you want to access it later. So that's the biggest thing. Also, just honestly, prevention is another thing. So for us, we've really taken a look at, okay, we back things up, but how can we prevent the mistakes from happening in the first place and go a little bit further? So we launched earlier this year what we call the Rewind Protection Suite. So it includes backups, but it's actually 3 other apps as well. So you get the staging product from Rewind, which is what our like prevention piece. And then we have 2 other apps, one called Alerts and one called Monitor, which kind of watch your store for any errors or things you should be worried about, and then let you know when it happens. So it's great to have a backup, but you might not always know when something's actually gone wrong and you actually need to restore. So I had one customer I talked to recently, and they have literally thousands of SKUs. And they were just on the site one day and noticed that one of their products was out of stock. And it had probably been out of stock for 2 weeks or more. Mm-hmm. And they just had no idea. Yeah, we've had people also with like, you know, you put, like you're mentioning with the CSV, the pricing, it missed a zero, right? The price is totally wrong. So, but yeah, even just like the cart is loading slowly today, or your people are having issues getting to the cart. You know, those are all things you want to know about. And the faster you can find out about those mistakes or downtime, the faster you can actually use a backup and recover. And I think a lot of merchants are always talking about like, how do we increase AOV and how do we increase conversions? But there's probably a good portion of your revenue that you're just like is leaking out and to mistakes, and you're not actually realizing it. So with this kind of like more proactive approach, we're really trying to help merchants like save that lost revenue and keep more of the sales that they burned.
Yeah. Notifications, those alerts that you're talking about, I believe I can get text messages, or is it by email?
You can get texts for alerts. Yep. And then for monitor, you can also connect to Slack. So if for anyone who uses Slack internally, you can also get the monitor. So any of the downtime, alerts. So those are your test flows. So those like user journeys on your store, like an add to cart. That's included in that. And then third party app testing, and then or downtime monitoring, that also goes to Slack or email. We also track Shopify. And I think you mentioned at the very beginning, like Shopify is super stable. And while they are, there's a lot of what we call soft downtime. So things like maybe something's just loading slow. It doesn't mean that Shopify is down. Or maybe there's issues with POS today. So there could be a lot of these like kind of micro downtime incidents that are happening that a lot of merchants don't realize. And by catching that, you know, you might even not need to back up, but maybe you just reschedule your like giant email blast for a couple of hours until your site is at its most optimal performance.
Yes.
So really trying to, we're trying to really cover kind of all angles of kind of protecting your store and protecting your revenue at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's interesting you just mentioned about the notifications through to Slack, because we use some other tools, especially for the private applications that we built for clients using Shopify and something. But I was just thinking, yeah, with Rewind, we could actually get the our clients that we have on retainers to, yeah, those messages to come through our Slack. And then our strategist can see it straight away and act on it. So that's something, Lisa, something for you. For you and your...
I'm already on it.
We're already on it. There you go.
So, yeah. If your client does make a change and you didn't know about it, again, like you would get that. I actually, it's a really good use case. I always recommend the agency have access to that. Anyone who's actually like working on the store is getting those alerts.
Yeah, no, totally. Now, so Larissa, you mentioned something really interesting, and I think some merchants listening to this won't know, have an idea of what a staging environment is. Can you share a little bit more on that?
For sure. So there's nothing scarier than making edits to your live theme or pushing like a whole big change live. So what Rewind Staging is, it basically gives you the ability to have a secondary store. So anyone on Shopify Plus, you've got those 9 extra stores included. So that's perfect for this use case. So what you would do is you basically would install Rewind Staging, and you can copy your entire store or the majority of your store over to this other kind of like quote unquote the staging environment. So we're using another store and copying the data over. You also have the option, which is really cool, for continuous sync, which means that if changes do happen on your live store, those are getting updated in that other environment. So you can kind of keep it, be testing in like the most up-to-date space. And then what you're going to do is you're going to go into that staging store and use that as kind of your playground to make changes, make big edits, and not have to worry about it being connected to your live store in case something does go wrong, especially a custom, you know, custom code that you want to test out. That is a really great place to do that. And just, again, is kind of that prevention piece. So we know things are going to go wrong at some point. So how can we lessen, you know, the opportunity for things to go wrong, and a staging environment's perfect for that.
Such a great feature. I mean, like clients always want something, or we come up with some crazy ideas, and because of that functionality, we're able to go away, do it, and, you know, demonstrate it to them. Also helps when they want to get crazy with some apps and stuff like that. So yeah.
Yeah, it's a good testing measure as well, just in case, you know?
Absolutely. So look, this has been good. This has been great. It's a great reminder that we all need to have a backup plan. And that's exactly what you've shared with us today, Larissa. I'm not sure if we've missed anything, if there's anything else you wanted to share today.
Nothing top of mind. I guess I would love to share that we are launching Klaviyo very soon. We also, if anyone is on MailChimp, that's also the next platform coming after Klaviyo. So if you're interested in having that kind of safety net and sleeping better at night, knowing that you can make changes in and let other people make changes in Klaviyo, please, you can head to, I think we'll put it in the show notes, but you can sign up to the waiting list, and we'll be launching shortly. And I have been known to go through that wait list as well and invite people in early. So if you want to sign up, we'll make sure that you can test it out.
Fantastic. And yeah, so again, if you're listening to this and you do not have a backup plan, if you are working with another agency, if they've never brought up the words Rewind, that should be alarm bells. Have a look at who's in charge of this and your security and your IT. And if this plan is not in place, definitely hit the links that we'll have in the show notes. Get Rewind installed. Like I said, here we've got a lot of different app partners coming to us, but Rewind is one of the ones by default we put it in every single build because of how important it is. So Larissa, thank you so much for your advice today. Lisa, thanks for everything you've said. I'm not sure what you've said. Something about toilet paper and
don't toilet
always restock.
Always restock. We'll let you go so you can get your Taylor Swift tickets. Best of luck with that. And
thank you.
If you do get those Taylor Swift tickets, you know, you got two fans over here that won't mind going to that show as well.
Might be a big flight, but I'll see what I can do.
We'll do it. No, all good. I think she's not here this year. This is why. We have to go to Australia if you want to go see Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Canada's just...
I feel the pain because we only got Toronto, so which means that's a pretty, like, if you know the geography of Canada, that's a four-hour flight?
Is it a four-hour flight?
It should be about five or so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've done those from your side of Canada to Toronto, and Air Canada has always been nice, so I've got no complaints there. But anyway, thank you so much. And for those listening, what Waldo says all the time, like, subscribe, leave a message, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you both.